11 post offices in the Washington, D.C. area are closed today after a sensor at one of them detected a substance that could be anthrax spores. Postal officials say it's not clear whether anthrax really has been found, but they're taking no chances. NPR science correspondent John Hamilton is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Where was the problem detected?
It was detected at the Anacostia Naval Station, and it's interesting. That's not far from Capitol Hill, of course, which is where some of the original anthrax letters surfaced a couple of years ago. Apparently what happened is that a sensor on one of the automated machines that sorts mail at this facility detected something in the air that could be anthrax. And the officials in Anacostia sent air samples to a federal testing facility, and one of those samples was positive for anthrax, at least in a preliminary test. When postal officials heard about that result, they decided to shut down the rest of the post offices in the area. And they've also advised several employees at the Anacostia facility to start taking antibiotics just in case. But they don't think people need to worry about the safety of their mail.
What's the likelihood that that test will be confirmed?
Well, in the past couple of years, there have been dozens, if not hundreds, of false alarms about anthrax, so it's possible this could be just one more. The Postal Service is still testing its so-called biohazard protection system that's supposed to safeguard the mail. And it's safe to say it's not perfect yet. Of course, the more places you have testing using this new detection equipment, the more likely you are to detect something, and that may or may not turn out to be dangerous. And unfortunately, it can take a day or two to know for sure whether you've really found anthrax or some other dangerous germ. It's also worth noting that in this case, the preliminary tests indicated a very low concentration of anthrax spores, probably not even enough to cause illness.
Would government officials be less worried if the person or people who sent the original anthrax letters had been caught?
Well, that's pretty hard to say, but it's safe to say incidents like this are certainly a reminder that they haven't caught that person yet. The FBI has been investigating the anthrax attacks for about 2 years. They've done DNA analysis of the spores from the attack. They've drained some local lakes looking for evidence, but they still have yet to name a suspect or make an arrest.
NPR science correspondent John Hamilton.